join them. Lucinda usually tells me to scram when she's with one of her girlfriends. But recently, she's being a lot nicer to me. Maybe she's realizing I'm not just a stupid little sister, but a potential friend. Well, potential friend is maybe stretching it. "Now, Susan Elizabeth," Susie says, imitating her parents, "you can have a big party for your sweet 16 back in the States." "Can you believe it? That's terrible," Lucinda says. I nod. "I didn't have a party for my birthday either," I offer. "Poor kid," Susie commiserates. But guess what? Her face is full of excitement. I know better than to take a guess. "I told my parents what you guys told me about 15 being the big birthday here. They're the ones always saying that in Rome you're supposed to do what the Romans do. Anyway, they said yes. So we're going to twist, twist, twist all night." She raises the volume on Chubby Checker, and we twist in celebration.
Okay, let's talk for just a second about this party that Susie's having. It's called a quinceañera, and since girls have them when they turn 15, that must mean 15th birthday party. Anita says it's a big deal in the Dominican Republic, and I think that's true in other Latin American countries, too. Susie says her family is letting her have the party because when you're in Rome, you're supposed to do as the Romans do. Well, Susie's family isn't in Rome, but I think that's just a saying that means when you're in a foreign place, you should go along with the local traditions and ways of doing things. Let's continue after the space on page 56, where it says, "Susie's party is planned."
Susie's party is planned for her birthday, February 27th, which is perfect, as that's our National Independence Day. "You'll have free fireworks," Lucinda notes. For the next 2 weeks, it's as if someone is getting married in the compound. The Washburns hire two gardeners who spiff up the grounds. The property begins to take on its old groomed look of a park. Paper lanterns are hung from tree to tree, and Tia Mimi's lily pond is cleaned out so we can again see the coins we once threw in for good luck. The Canasta group meets daily to make party favors and help with the invitations. The party will start with refreshments, followed by dancing, rock and roll on the record player for Susie's friends, and merengues and cha-chas by a live Dominican combo for her parents' guests. Susie's quinceañera